Questions 4 to 6 are based on the following passage. At the end of the passage, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the passage.
It seems that neighbors are going out of style in America. The friend next door from whom you borrowed 4 eggs or a ladder has moved, and the people in there are now strangers. Some of the traditional stories of neighborliness are impractical or silly, and it may be just as well that our relations with our neighbors are changing. The saying in the Bible, "Love thy neighbor," was probably a poor translation of what must have originally been, "Respect thy neighbor." Love can't be culled up on order. Fewer than half the people in the United States live in the same house they lived 5 years ago. So there's no reason to love the people who live next door to you just because they happen to wander into a real estate office that listed the place next door to yours. The only thing neighbors have in common, to begin with, is proximity. And unless something more develops, that isn't reason enough to be best friends. It sometimes happens naturally, but the chances are very small that your neighbors will be your choice as friends. The best relationship with neighbors is one of friendly distance. You say hello. You small talk if you see them in the yard. You discuss problems as they arise, and you help each other in an emergency.